Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parshat Ve'etchanan, and I'm Dorothy Richmond. You who live secure in your warm houses, who return at evening to find hot food and friendly faces, consider whether this is a man who labors in the mud, who knows no peace, who fights for a crust of bread, who dies at a yes or a no. Consider whether this is a woman without hair or name, with no more strength to remember, eyes empty and womb cold as a frog in winter. Consider that this has been. I commend these words to you. Engrave them on your hearts. When you are in your house, when you walk on your way, when you go to bed, when you rise, repeat them to your children, or may your house crumble. Disease render you powerless. Your offspring avert their faces from you. Shema by Primo Levi. Primo Levi wrote this poem in the shadow of the Holocaust, but his vision is especially relevant in the context of contemporary global inequity. It challenges all who live in comfort while others subsist in privation. Why does he use the frame of the Shema to do so? Found in the center of this week's parsha, the Shema is a prayer declaring God's singularity. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. The Shema is repeated twice daily, in the morning and at night. It is often the first prayer taught to a child, and famously, the Shema has been recited as the last words of many Jewish martyrs. Primo Levi, entitling his poem Shema, attempts to redefine this traditional prayer. His poem commands a single-minded focus not on the unity of God, but on a subset of God's creatures, people living in poverty and chaos. Levi insists that human suffering is what our people should be listening to. As in the Shema, these sounds and images should be engraved on our hearts and follow us through our day. Effectively, they should be the frames of our experience. How are we to hear this suffering? In one sense, it's never been easier. With the click of a mouse, one can access detailed information about any number of tragedies in the developing world. On the AJWS website, one can receive updates on Darfur, Zimbabwe, Burma, and too many other countries experiencing crises of violence, poverty, and disease. But listening is not enough. The verb Shema carries additional meanings. It also denotes doing, obeying, performing, acting. Perhaps Levi titled his poem Shema precisely for its multiple meanings. He wanted to jolt his reader through graphic and painful images into action. Immanuel Levinas, a famous contemporary Jewish philosopher, described the traditional Shema as an awakening. Hear, Israel! I read the poem's upsetting closing curses as a contemporary warning. If we do not awaken, if we will not hear, if we do not use our blessings of privilege to improve the situation of those who suffer privation, we deny our own power to create change. There are serious consequences to this failure of action. There are many ways to respond to the voices of those who suffer, to educate ourselves on issues of global justice, to volunteer, to advocate, to share our resources. The Shema, according to Jewish law, is supposed to be said aloud. It makes sense. We are crying out to one another. Listen, Israel. Act. This week, will you hear it?